views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Welcome. I am Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, as we've been doing for a number of shows, we have been covering some topics from the Knowledge Book. But this week, despite what it said on the website as to what you're going to be expecting to hear today, we have a bit of a surprise for you. And the surprise is that we're switching topics, and today I'm going to actually read the first fascicle of the Knowledge Book. Kind of give everyone a sample of what it contains. Now, of course, when I read the fascicle, I will get the energies and frequencies. However, the listeners will not. However, you will get an idea of what the book contains, because the first fascicle is basically a nutshell form of the knowledge that's expanded and explained throughout the entire book. So this is what we're going to do today. And then after we finish reading, we'll take a short break and we'll go over what actually happens when we read the Knowledge Book ourselves and read the first fascicle ourselves and take it from there. Okay, in case you have any questions about this or the topics covered in the first fascicle, please text it to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. Okay, so now we'll go and read the first fascicle. 1984, first month, fascicle 1. In the name of the preeminent, all merciful. The text of this book comprises all the sacred books. You will find the genuine human in this book. This is the sole intercontinental book. It has been dictated by the universal powers with the assistance of divine codes. All the divine books until today were enlightenment books of genuine enlightening guides who came from the path of light. These books were dictated from the same channel. Now, during this last age, as a result of a necessity seen, it was thought indispensable that all our world friends should assemble under one roof. Thus, the book, this book, is your genuine friend, your genuine brother-sister, because it is being dictated by our essence brother-sisters. During this difficult time of your world, everyone has gained a cosmic awareness. We are sure that our world friends who have gained this consciousness will comprehend the true nature of this book very quickly. Your world has opened to the universe. The universe has been opened to the world. The texts that are dictated are being disseminated to the entire universe, chapter by chapter. Gates of worship are the soul gates of God. There is no discrimination there. No matter where you are, always His inextinguishable Son is a light in all of us. The Lord of all of us is single, that is, we are all His children. For this reason, with the command of the single Lord, the entire universe is being made to assemble under one roof. Your world is being prepared for very grueling conditions. Those who are conscious of this know that if we extend our brotherly, sisterly hands with love to everyone, these hands will never be refused. Our God never sent us to the world for us to divide it. This terror will be transformed to heaven one day by all our human brothers, sisters. We hope to meet one day in our brotherly, sisterly world. The Coat of Alpha is the sole channel that has received the command to notify everything with all clarity. This book will explain, from the learning point of view, the subjects you all know or do not know yet, for everyone to comprehend better. Do not forget that all the books revealed from the Enlightenment Channel had been revealed from the firmament plane. These sacred books are the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, the religions of the Far East, and the Quran. The actual goals of these sacred books are to give a message to our human brothers and sisters in the light of learning. However, those sacred books were later deviated from their actual goals and were degenerated. Now, all the books between the first book and the last book are unified in this book, and it has been bestowed on the universe as the single sacred book. We are sure that the flowers on the flowery paths we are treading will no longer wither, for we are assured. These sacred books have enlightened you until today, have prepared you for a certain medium. This is the most honest step you will take towards the path of love, friendship, and brotherhood. Do not forget that the spirit has neither age, nor gender, nor nationality. Holy Jesus Christ, Holy Moses, Holy Muhammad were each one's universal brothers. They were sent with the commands that they should assemble their terrestrial brothers, sisters together and to enlighten them. Now we have long passed those difficult periods in which they lived. Do not ever forget that we are no more in the century of the Middle Ages. In this space age, humankind has already established its divine triangles in proportion with the consciousness it has achieved. Now, the divine mission of humanity on the path of learning has begun. This book is being prepared with this very goal. With our love to our brothers, sisters, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA Alpha. Notice to all our terrestrial brothers, sisters. First message, 1st November 1981. 10 Commandments of the Golden Age. 1. The emblem of the Golden Age, OMK. 2. The light of heavens will descend on Terra. 3. Those who write this book will be accepted to sacred places. 4. This book will guide those who will enter the central system at the Land of Eagles. 5. Genuine humans will undertake the entire power of the cosmos. 6. The Land of Angels and Terra will be connected by a chain of progression. 7. The tongues who will tell the truth will, at the same time, be masters of miracles. 8. From now on, the meaning of the words will become chain of thought. 9. Everyone will know who he is and will shed light on the degenerated society. 10. Ultimately, everyone will be brothers, sisters. O, Allah, Almighty, the Absolute. M, Muhammad Mustafa, all emissary. K, Kurtarici, Savior, Holy Jesus Christ. The triangle of Mevlana is tantamount to the triangle of the universe. Law of Universe, Chapter 1. 1. The power of this divine realm forming the order of the administration of the entire cosmos originates from the single God. 2. The supreme of all of us is Him. We do not recognize any supreme one other than Him. 3. The supreme one who is the light of heavens has created everyone equal and judges equally. 4. The divine order at the sacred places is under the control of all the galaxies. 5. The law of universe is valid for every galaxy. There is unity and togetherness. 6. We give what we take. We know what we will give. 7. Answer is given collectively to the power of heavens. Might is from him. 8. The place from where the Quran was revealed and the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, and the religions of the Far East were dictated is here. 9. It has been like this in every era. There is no privilege. 10. Divine commands are always given to the entire universe for enlightenment and evolvement. 11. During the transition beyond evolvement, other gates are opened for the residents of the galaxy. They are taught secrets they do not know. 12. Our scale is conscience, and it provides an equilibrium that never fails. It decides what to do and what not to do for those who are evolved. 13. The administrators at the top are responsible only for the professional, not the ethical order. 14. The book is single. The conscience is single. The order is single. 15. To those who need help, the automatic alarm gives signal for help. That is, God sees you. 16. This is a divine order established by God. Without discrimination, we run to the help of everyone, to those who are in genuine depression. 17. Our order does not want anyone to be unhappy. Happiness is our purpose. 18. In gardens in which seeds of love are sown, flowers that have never been seen bloom. 19. Your third eye is the secret that gives the aroma to those flowers. Provided that you gain this power of yours, you solve all the secrets. 20. Helping hands have been extended to your world, for we are all brothers, sisters. We want to surmount your difficult periods together. 21. You are a planet destroying itself unawarely. 22. At first, humankind has been taken in hand. We try to transform your negative powers to positive ones. 23. The goal is to find the genuine human within you, to create human from human. 24. We are sowing seeds of love within you. 25. During this period, you become genuine humans by passing beyond religious rules. You are being regenerated. 26. We always help our missionaries who have cooperated with us. 27. Your depressions, your sicknesses, and fears are caused by the imbalance of your conscience scales. Only you are responsible for this. The alms you give for your personal benefit will not save you. 28. Humankind has such a potential that it dies the moment it wants and resurrects the moment it wants. Seek and find this secret potential box of yours. Overcome your sicknesses without medicine. 29. You have regulated your life not according to yourself, but according to others. Your frustrations are due to this. This attitude of yours obstructs your universal channels. 30. God creates each of his servants single. He is a free spirit, a free conscience. No one is the servant of anyone else. Mutual respect is imperative. 31. Gender discrimination exists only in your galaxy. This astonishes us. 32. In this respect, evolvement is necessary for you. No one can violate the rights of others. This predestination is of God. 33. The power possessed by everyone is present in everyone. Only if you can develop that ability of yours. 34. Servants of God choose their options themselves. Ultimately, they themselves are again responsible for everything. 35. We are connected only to God. The key of our happiness is in the hand of our conscience. This is the same in all the galaxies in which the law of universe is valid. 36. The sounds you hear are the spiral waves far beyond the frequency of your ears. These are only heard by those who can hear them. 37. The clarity in your view is possible only by the opening of your third eye on this path. Then you can see the unseen. 38. God has created you, and you will create yourselves. This is a rule of the evolution tableau. 38. This period that you call the final period, we call the Golden Age. 40. During the Golden Age, books on all kinds of subjects will be dictated according to their frequencies and wavelengths to all humans who can receive the perception. 41. The books you will write will be the marks that symbolize your evolvement paths. 42. Gates of unknown knowledge will be opened to the world human. 43. Missionaries are obliged to propagate these to society. 44. Every gate is open. All arms are open. There is no secrecy. Many secrets there are for those who seek. Law of Universe, Chapter 2. 45. Do not refuse the hands extended to you. Do not extinguish the fire of your spirits. 46. Project the order of the dome of cosmos on your own order. 47. The greatest gift for you is your essence heart. You will reap the good results on this path. 48. If superiority is within you, fear. If you are within superiority, do not fear. Only genuine humans comprehend, know this. 49. Go from nothingness to allness and from allness to nothingness. Then you will find the path of light. 50. There are so many more lights to be shed on your earth. Do not ever forget this. 51. Missionaries who will guide and assist you in the framework of the given commands will be sent. 52. Our friends whom we trust are always assured. 53. Special suggestions will be given to those who will receive the might of heavens from mighty people. 54. Utterances will unify with utterances. Salutations will unify with salutations. 55. To the missionaries who will reap the reward of their perseverance, everything will be explained. All the secrets will be notified. 56. Other civilizations will develop the course of events of your civilization. 57. Humankind will know the measure of its might, will see its own self, will suffer as the law commands. 58. Even though humankind, seeing the source of divine light, considers itself deceived according to its own standards, it will never regret it. 59. Each friend who wants will be accepted to the secret cities behind the ramparts. These suggestions will be made by the command of the center. 60. Those who will be sovereign will be dressed in special garments, and with these garments, it will be understood which medium of power they have come from. 61. During periods of mobilization, everybody will telepathically be in contact with each other. This will occur automatically. 62. The one who does not know love cannot gather the flowers. The one who does not remove the gum from his/her eyes cannot see the colors. 63. Try to pass your powers beyond the walls of your spirits. Transcend your own selves. 64. That which seems like advice to you is our goodwill. You are the ones to gain. 65. No matter how powerful you are, you will always find an unopened gate in front of you. Do not let it intimidate you. Let it stimulate you. 66. We help everyone who knocks on our gate. 67. There is no personal benefit in our service. 68. With the dispersion of the density, great powers will come to humankind. 69. Before time catches up with you, you try to catch the time. 70. You can make the intergalactic communications through mediators. Your fears are groundless. 71. Intermediary groups will provide the cooperation with our missionaries who will get the reward for their perseverance. 72. The cover of secrets is not opened at once. When the time comes, we will declare them one by one. 73. Power will be added each passing day to the power in everyone, and the length of it, the rings will come to us. 74. The more powerful the awakening is, the more powerful the transition beyond light will be. 75. Your physical constitutions are being reinforced. 76. While humankind purifies itself, it also purifies the universe. Know this thus. 77. You are also the ones who will block the light of the heavens. 78. Your purification is our pride. 79. The ring around your galaxy is getting narrower each passing day. You need oxygen. You may have difficulty in breathing. Take precautions beginning from now. 80. You are being prepared for periods that will be harder and more difficult than ever. 81. Get to know your memory well. Everything will be notified to you. We will introduce and tell you about yourselves. 82. The messages you will receive beyond religion are your evolvement keys. 83. Currents oriented by moral powers can even shift the axis of galaxies in the universe. 84. Do not disparage yourselves. Do not underrate your power. You possess everything in the name of Almighty the Absolute. Unlock your lock without a locksmith. 85. Everything he has created, first of all you, this beautiful instrument, comprises the secrets of the entire universe. You will open and solve these secrets yourselves. 86. In everything he has created, there is love and beautifulness. 87. We are only a group of intermediaries who shed light on you. We are your friends. 88. Humankind that possesses the power present in everyone is on the single planet that has completed its evolution. 89. During this examination period, you are not alone. We are beside you. 90. We are brother sisters. We came to find you who are our brother sisters. 100. The more intense your problems are, the easier your solutions will be. Do not forget that sadness is the key that opens your brain codes. 101. Advice is nice, but it causes others to turn their backs on you. 102. Gold attracts, dome repels. If it is asked which power is more powerful, it is the spiral sounds governing them all. 103. The lesson humankind will learn during this period will be the eye of its essence. 104. Do not struggle in vain. Wait. You need quiescence during this period. 105. Time bears the knowledge within time. Take them, achieve evolvement. 106. Nothing happens without a reason. The reason that creates the reason is always born from the result. 107. Messages dictated to you until today were for smoothing the roughness on your path of evolvement. 108. The expounding of the messages after this should be evaluated very correctly. 109. For example, if we say, if you know this, you are a sea. If you say it, you are an ocean. The divine light of the years is with you. The fire of your heart is in you. Some messages are written as codes and solved as riddles. Those who know the secrets are seas. Those who talk about them are oceans. They have received the divine light through the evolvement of the years, have themselves become divine lights. But despite everything, their hearts are on fire with humility. This is what we call the genuine human. 110. The one who knows the secret of might drains the water from his her boat. 111. Know your might so that mightier ones may come to you. 112. Whoever cannot adjust himself herself to the medium she he is in, for him her the path of moral help will always be closed. 113. The instrument of the servant whose sincerity is augmented with sincerity will always play. 114. To those who will ask the Sovereign Goddess about the grand tent of preeminent ones, a plaque with a symbol of happiness at its edge will be given. 115. Happy is the person who compares gold with sand. 116. Purification is peculiar to purified ones, superiority to inferior ones, and inferiority to superior ones. 117. The one who receives her might from beyond superiority, her power from God, and who finds himself, herself in herself, is the one who receives the degree. 118. We evaluate our friends who have a grasp of the power of heavens according to the sultanate degree, and we make them achieve liberation. Law of Universe, Chapter 3. 119. The greatest sin is the enmity of the human towards the human. 120. The most esteemed servant of God is the one who does not make distinction between religions. 121. God will always shed light on the genuine humans who change during the changing age. 122. We will always extend our helping hands to friends who have been awakened in time within time. 123. Your goodwill cuts in two, like a sword, the negative currents around you. 124. The one who will choose between his or her options is humankind itself. When the time comes, the good news will reach it. 125. The light, the divine light of heaven's will, one day dawn on you. Those who believe in this will be reunited and will see everything. 126. The honesty of your faith will file down the roughnesses on your path. 127. The happiness of your heart will be the foundation of the divine order. 128. The Lord is the architect of the universe and the son of the land of the mighty ones, that is, the light of Allah. The offerings pass through the path of light. 129. If purification does not occur in the essence, then it does not occur in the eye either. The opening of your third eye is the first light leading you to evolvement. 130. The period of superstitions has come to an end, and the gates of the school of spiritual insight of heavens have opened for humankind that has become conscious in the light of science. 131. Sermons delivered from your heavens create a bond binding those who love each other. They are delivered from a progression tantamount to the speed of light. 132. The declaration of the firmament to the earth forms the links added to the chain of evolvement. 133. The purification of everyone is connected to her faith in himself, herself. Pearls are always picked from the beds of tranquilly flowing rivers. 134. The faith of a human in her God will assist her to complete her final era. 135. Humankind will give and convey her assurance to others. The medium it trusts will give it greater assurances. On this path, one goes to liberation. 136. Everyone will supervise her own self and will see. Her evolvement will pass her through the gate of the firmament. 137. Humankind will see everything in a tangible way through science, will solve all the events on the path of logic, and will unravel the knots in its mind. 138. Provided that you get rid of mystical thoughts, your purity will be even more purified, and your thoughts will attain clarity. 139. The medium you are in has left the centuries behind and sheds light on the future. 140. The Quran is the continuation of all the religious books, and these dictated texts are also the continuation of it. 141. Liberations will be equally distributed according to the maturity seen in everyone. You will personally feel this. 142. Each religion is a mission given to an enlightening guide who sheds light on the society he is in. 143. the missionary is compelled and commissioned to present the knowledge he receives from her own medium. 144. Allah is preeminent. He is the God of the medium he is in. He is single. The Lord is the light who gives direction to the course of events of the entire universe. The energy he has is present in every living being that exists. We are his actual servants. For this reason, we feel him in our inner selves. He knows everything, and that energy notifies us to certain mediums. 145. That energy is single and is the Almighty, the Absolute. Each one of us is a fragment of him. We can never be parted. He is the architect of the entire universe. He can be contained neither in the universe nor in thoughts. The final gate will always remain closed. 146. We are obliged to give you the commands we receive. The commands are the links of a chain given from beyond light. To unify you with the links is our mission. These commands follow a succession outside the time limit. 147. Evolvements are completed even at the medium where you receive the messages. When one passes beyond it, one is connected to the speed of light. 148. Sincerity of heart is worth all the religious books. Sin and good deed are the measurement of its scale. 149. The good news to be given will be a light, a divine light to you, and will open the gates of faith. 150. Get rid of the suspicions within your hearts. Supervise yourselves. You will see how you will mature by being dissolved in time, and you will choose the correct path. 151. Grains will become motes, and in time, motes will become whole. With love to the loving essence hearts from the land of loving ones, I commit you to my God. The message given by Mustafa Mullah from the Central System, written by Mevlana, the pen of the Golden Age. It is message to be dedicated to my mother Lekman Onsu, my father Mashar Onsu, and great person, my spiritual mother, Lady Ruhsar, from whose spiritual insights I have received great divine light on this path. Tawfi of Yunus. Beat the root of penitence with the leaf of pardon, in the mortar of the heart with the pestle of oneness. Sift it through the sieve of mercy, cook it on the fire of love with the honey of affection. Eat it morning and evening with the finger of contentment. Yunus Emre. The message received by my spiritual mother Ruhsar. Note. This private message has been written with the permission of the Supreme Realm. Notice to the group missionaries, 28-1-1984. Your coat is alpha. The color of your symbol is purple. Your emblem is the sunflower. Mission allotment has already been made among you. They will search and find you. Namely, our friend who has received the message will first write the names of her friends in a notebook, then phone them one by one. Those who answer the phone will be invited by the leader of the group to her house the following Tuesday. The message will be read and the goal will be told. The leader will gather her friends in her house the following Tuesday and will ask them each to bring a thick notebook and a pen. For once only, the emblem sent from the center will be pasted with the date of that day in the notebooks of those who bring them. They are the essence missionaries of the group. They are obliged to give the messages they receive to six people by photocopying. The administration is in the hands of the group leader. Our friend who has received the messages through the main channel is the group leader. The leader will assemble her group and explain the features of the work. After the names of these six friends are notified to the essence nucleus, the group will be considered established. Messages will come from the essence nucleus. Everyone will write his or her own book for writing the messages in the notebooks in their own handwriting. This book is your testimonial. Do not forget that there are three things in your physical body that have not changed since your coming into existence until today. The first is your spirit, the second your fingerprints, and the third is your handwriting. For this reason, we ask you to write in your own handwriting. Writing is optional for those who are not missionaries. They will only serve in distributing the messages. In every family, one person will write the book. It is for the benefit of the other individuals to read it. The one who receives the message will, without fail, put the date of that day. This is very important. Your financial problem will be solved in the following way. Three friends will open a joint account in the nearest bank. The leader of the group is in charge of the account number. She will collect the money when the time comes. Other friends will also be sent to you. Render your endeavors only in the mission of distribution. We send our regards and gratitude to our friends, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA Alpha. Distribution will be made in the following way. One star will give to six people, and each one of the six people will give the messages to six people. Note, this message is a message concerning the initial establishment foundation of the group. It is very important. 29-1-1984. Frequency codes have been established in the entire universe due to the increase in the six senses. Mission allotments have been made by measuring everyone's megawatt powers. Those who receive or will receive these messages will be sent to you. No one should force anyone else. Only read the messages for the time being. Those who desire will keep notebooks. Now we would like to talk to you more clearly. You are the codes who were prepared centuries ago and now have been sent to give direction to this beautiful world of yours as servants created by our Allah. These messages you have in your hands are your essence testimonials. Now we ask you to keep them very well. In the groups, will you read the messages? Our friends who will write this book in their handwriting will not be exposed to any discomfort from now on. This book is a savior. Illuminate your surroundings by reading the messages you receive to everyone. From 1984 to the beginning of 1986, make an effort to bloom a flower in every country with all your endeavor. The flowers will bloom in the following way. Our friend who has received and has written this message is the leader. By gathering six petals around her, she will form a six-petal daisy. That is, by dictating the message to six people, the first center flower will bloom in this way. Only the names of those in the center flower will be notified to the Essence Channel. Later, with this system, the messages will be distributed to six and dissemination in the entire universe will be provided. Do not forget that your efforts will unify you all at the infinite absolute and will submerge you in infinite happiness. Let us define this with an example in this way. When a ship sinks, the captain and the crew are the last ones to leave it. Their goal is to save the people who have fallen into the water in sequence. First, 0 to 7 age group, then 7 to 14 age group will be saved, then women, and later men. Now, the lesson you should take from this is that in the final period of the 20th century, there is a must to work without pausing for breath. From now on, you, our friends, will be called the sacred missionaries. Now everyone is cognizant of his or her mission and has the consciousness of what to do. The mission you perform now is to assemble all your terrestrial brother sisters under one roof. As a necessity of the system, this process will bring together those who have been selected before. During the next 2 years, the entire system will be established. Your lives afterwards will be happier and more comfortable. Do not forget that this is valid only for friends who fully perform their missions. After 2 years, your universal bond with the entire world will be established. The system will function automatically. The system does not stop where you stop. Special excuses excluded, you are given a credit of 10 celestial segments. This means 10 days. A day after that, the automatic computer will bring the missionary behind you into effect. This is announced with our love to all our missionaries, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA Alpha. Announcement. Note, In today's medium, the connections with space are kept secret due to numerous drawbacks. We have given the authorization to mention us only to dear Mevlana. The coat of Alpha is the direct coat of the Lord. All the knowledge given from there is authentic and correct. All your religious books were revealed from here. The period you call the period of resurrection, we call the period of awakening, and consider it as the beginning of the golden age. This beginning is never outside the medium. It proceeds tantamount to the flow of time. Our effort is to save our world friends in the light of this book. We are friendly hands who provide the connection between the firmament and the earth. Our helping hands are extended to you in this manner. Those who comprehend us will come to us. Friends will reunite with friends, and the divine light of Allah will flow onto you. Light. And now, this is a good time for a break. So just want to remind you that you've been listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit about what happens when a person reads the first fascicle of the Knowledge Book. So now we will take a break, and we will be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's saraloos.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of Breakthrough Radio Show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-451. 0404.
We're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. So in the first section of this program, we read the entire first fascicle as it is. And we said that we're going to be talking about what happens when someone receives or reads the first fascicle. So when a person receives the first fascicle, their archives are opened. And what does that mean when your archives are opened? Number one, every one of us in all our lifetimes, including this lifetime, have a file, our entire history, what we've done, what we've accomplished, what evolution level we're at that time, whatever we have learned, whatever knowledge we have learned during that lifetime is actually stored in a huge filing system in by the celestial authorities. So when a person reads the first fascicle, that file system, all the knowledge that we had collected over many, 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 many lifetimes is open to us and for us. Usually, if we want to open up our own archive, it is a difficult process. It takes a long time, and it's an arduous process. So this is basically giving us a shortcut. It cuts through and eliminates a lot of the evolution we have to go through in order to be able to get to our archives and get that knowledge. And that is important because we need to, in this final age, not only have the knowledge we have in this current lifetime, but actually to connect with and put everything together into one huge knowledge base from which we draw. Okay. And what does that also mean? It also means that now when we were given the first fascicle, either we were mailed it or we were given a fascicle by a missionary, we have also a light up there somewhere and being kept by and monitored by the celestial authorities. When we receive that first fascicle, that our light goes off. And the brightness of the light tells the evolution level that we're at. And next to that light is our identification number. And I guess I could liken this to the Akashic Records. And at that point, our records in the filing system that is being held out there that are called the archives, our records are researched in the archives. And everyone, meaning the celestial authorities, knows who we are, what we've done, what we accomplished, what evolution level we're at, what consciousness level we're at, energy and frequency level, what we still need to accomplish, what our, you know, little bits of missing pieces are. And the celestial authorities get busy trying to help us. So we get put on the fast track of evolution. And we begin to have little miracles happen to us. And everything copacetically or what looks like an accident or coincidence are happening. And we get led to the teachers. We get led to the books. We get led to whatever it is that we need to fill in the missing pieces for us to be able to be at the level to completely jump into the knowledge book. If we are already mostly done, then we jump immediately into the knowledge book, start reading it, start writing it, and working with its programs. Because itself, the knowledge book, as it says in the fascicle that we read, contains all the energies and frequencies, the essence knowledge of the previous sacred texts. The other thing that when we read this first fascicle is that we receive up to 1/3 of the frequencies of the entire knowledge book, plus the direct energy of the source. However, this can only be in proportion to our current evolution and consciousness level, because nothing is given to us for which we are not ready. Nothing that is given to us that could possibly harm us or shake us, both spiritually and physically. So depending on where you are, you will be able to absorb up to 1/3 of the energies and frequencies of the entire book, plus the direct energy of the source. And there's another addition here. When you get mailed the fascicle, you'll get connected to what is known as the system, and these are the celestial hierarchy that have the task, that have the responsibility of helping us. Now, each one of us, when we are born, has at least one guardian entity, and that at least one guardian being has been helping us all along with our evolution. I mean, their job is not to, you know, get us the best and fastest car, or, you know, make sure we get the best company job that there is, or anything like that. Their job exclusively is to help us on our evolution. And they provide the guidance when we listen to quickly, easily follow our path of destiny, follow the path that we had designed for ourselves in conjunction with the celestial authorities to complete our evolution. Okay? However, if you are lucky enough to have a fascicle being given to you by a missionary, meaning a person in a council, who on their mission day, on their conscious mission day, then portion of the karma of the receiver is alleviated. So again, you don't have to go through the school of card knocks for a large portion of the karma that is then alleviated by you getting the fascicles from a missionary. So this is where we are. Now, this whole thing, include the first fascicle, as you may have noticed, is a whole list of numbers and sentences and numbers and sentences. And basically, what the rest of the knowledge book does is expand that bit, that sentence, into more and more knowledge, into more and more detail. And depending on your evolution growth, on your consciousness growth, it allows you to understand more and more of what is being said. It allows you to more and more absorb the energies and frequencies based on your consciousness level in conjunction with the light photon cyclone technique that the book possesses. And of course, this is a very special technique that allows us to easily, comfortably absorb the energies that we can at that time, and it locks us in our own dimension and blocks any energies and frequencies that could be too high for us, that are too high for us, and safely protects us in our magnetic field. And over time, as we evolve, and these yardstick of evolvement is infinite patience, infinite tolerance, and infinite love. So depending on where we are on that scale, we get more or less energies and frequencies, but always perfectly, perfectly measured to fit our particular needs and time. Okay? So the knowledge book, especially the first chapter, is the what I call the cliff notes of cliff notes, because the knowledge book itself is a condensed, essential, but necessary knowledge that is given to us, because the actual knowledge that we are given is only 2 centimeters out of the 100 centimeters of knowledge that is out there, because that is what is we are capable of absorbing at that time. However, the knowledge book gives us precisely what we need, when we need it, and allows us to evolve on a much faster pace, and therefore go through these last 300 years of a very fast accelerated evolution program through the cosmic energies that are being given to us. So the more we read the knowledge book, the more we go through the lessons that we need to go through, the more that we respond and keep going, the more it is able to give us. Okay? So again, it looks like we are nearing our time period for this week. That's a great big thank you to all of those who have sent their questions and who have sent our topics for us. And again, let me just tell you that you can email or text your messages during the week, and we will have time to cover them in the following broadcast. The email is mmjp99@gmail.com. Telephone number is 973-787-7035. And again, next time, next Tuesday, we can be found here at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And again, if you should like to schedule a conference, please call us. We'll be more than happy to talk to you. Humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. As the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chernock frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.